Okay, before you listen to the sermon, read Luke chapter 4.
قبل از اینکه موعظه رو گوش بدین لوقا فصل 7.
Yeah, so we arrived in chapter 4 in the Gospel according to Luke.
کتاب انجیل لوقا.
Yeah, last week we looked at the baptism of Jesus.
هفته پیش در مورد تعمید عیسی صحبت کردیم.
Also looked at that Jesus is God.
نگاه کردیم که عیسی مسیح خداست.
That we saw the Trinity there.
تثلیث رو دیدیم و در تعمیدش.
Yeah, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
پدر، پسر و روح القدس در یک آیه.
Yeah, God the Father speaking, Holy Spirit descending on Jesus.
که نازل میشه بر روی عیسی مسیح.
We looked at the lineage of Jesus.
و بعد شجره نامه عیسی مسیح.
Compared it with the one that we found in Matthew 1.
با شجره نامه متی 1 مقایسش کردیم.
Yeah, the one in Luke 3 is going back to Adam.
فصل 3 شجره نامه برمیگرده به آدم. و به تاکید میکنه که انسان بودن عیسی مسیح به آدم.
Jesus is our human representative.
عیسی مسیح اون نمونه انسانی ماست. مثل انسان زندگی
کرده. The Son of Man and the Son of God.
عیسی مسیح هم پسر انسانه هم پسر خداست.
The one in Matthew going back to Abraham and David.
ابراهیم به داوود.
Emphasizing his kingship.
تاکید میکنه به پادشاهی.
Being the rightful king of the Jews.
اعلام میکنه که پادشاه اصلی عیسی مسیح برای یهودیان. و در حقیقت شجره نامش در به داوود میرسه که پادشاهه.
Now today we're going to talk
شاهزاده بودنش رو
also again at the very beginning of his ministry that he is being tempted by the devil.
باز خدمت عیسی مسیح که با شیطان وسوسه میشه.
Yeah, Jesus is God manifested in the flesh.
عیسی مسیح خدایی بود که جسم کشید. کاملا خدا و کاملا انسان.
Yeah, Jesus lived on this earth.
وقتی عیسی روی زمین زندگی کرد مثل انسان زندگی
کرد. And he was tempted just like we are tempted.
همون جوری که من و شما وسوسه میشیم.
With one big difference. Hebrews 4:15.
Ebranian fast
for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews 4:15.
زیرا کاهن اعظمی نداریم که نتواند همدرد ضعف‌های ما بشود بلکه آزموده شده در هر چیز مشابه ما بدون گناه.
Yeah, Jesus is our high priest.
عیسی مسیح کاهن اعظم ماست.
Yeah. Why do we have a high priest who understands our experience?
چرا کاهن اعظم ما درک می‌کنه؟ چجوری ضعف‌های ما رو درک می‌کنه؟ چجوری مشکلات ما رو درک می‌کنه؟
Why can he identify with these things?
چجوری می‌تونه با ما همدل باشه؟
Jesus Christ is also called the Son of Man, and he was tempted like we are. And it says in all points.
Yeah,
so let's today look at what we can learn from Jesus when he's dealing being tempted. Yeah, read Luke 4, verses 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness.
اما عیسی پر از روح القدس بوده از اردن بازگشت کرد و روح او را به بیابان برد.
Yeah, so directly after his baptism, he is going in the wilderness. Into the wilderness, he was led there by the Spirit.
توی کوی توی اون کوی جای بیابان و اونجا وسوسه میشه.
And if you read the same parallel passage in Matthew 4, you'll get some more detail on why he's going into the wilderness.
چرا رفت بیابان؟
Read Matthew 4, verse 1, which is the same story.
همون داستان به گفته متی.
Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. Tempted of the devil.
آنگاه عیسی به دست روح به بیابان برده شد تا ابلیس او را وسوسه نماید.
Yeah, so the purpose was that he should be tempted by the devil.
وسوسه شد. دلیل هدفش این بوده که وسوسه بشه.
Yeah, that was the plan. Jesus is going into the wilderness to be tempted.
وسوسه شد. بره بیابان که وسوسه شد.
Now, first of all, being tempted, is that a sin in itself? Is that a problem?
آیا وسوسه شدن گناهه؟
The answer is no.
نه، وسوسه گناه نیست.
Being tempted is being part of human life. We are tempted.
وسوسه قسمتی از زندگی انسانی.
Jesus was tempted.
همه وسوسه میشیم.
Just like we are tempted.
ما هم وسوسه میشیم. عیسی مسیح هم
The problem is how we respond to those temptations.
مشکل برمیگرده به جواب ما به وسوسه.
Will we respond in doing sinful things?
آیا وسوسه ما رو به گناه بکشونه یا وسوسه جلوش میتونه بگیره؟
Jesus was tempted. He resisted those temptations.
عیسی مسیح وسوسه شد و جلوی وسوسه ها ایستاد و بدون گناه موند.
Yeah. If you struggle with sin,
اگر امروز شما با گناه مشکل دارین تو زندگیتون.
Yeah, this sermon is relevant for you.
این موعظه ربط داره به شما.
And that should be all of us because none of us is without sin.
And we all struggle in certain areas. هممون در یه جاهای زندگیمون ضعف داریم و وسوسه میشیم.
Let's read on in verse 2 and Luke
4. آیه 2 رو بخونیم.
Being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered.
و مدت 40 روز ابلیس او را وسوسه می‌نمود و در آن ایام چیزی نخورد و چون به پایان رسید آخر گرسنه گردید.
Now, sometimes people think that Jesus was only tempted after being 40 days in the wilderness. And it has to do with the fact that in Matthew 4, verse
2,
it says, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered, and when the tempter came, to him he said, if thou be the son of God, command that thou that these stones be made bread.
بعد از 40 روز غذا نخوردن و آب نخوردن شیطان وسوسه‌اش می‌کنه در
متی میگه
که بعد بهش گفته که بگو که سنگ‌ها به نون تبدیل شن.
That he was tempted after these 40 days.
میگه بعد از 40 روز وسوسه شدن.
In Luke 4 verse 2 we clearly see that
لوقا فصل 4
being 40 days tempted of the devil.
مدت 40 روز ابلیس او را وسوسه کرد.
The whole time he's being tempted.
40 روزش وسوسه شد نه فقط روز آخر.
Yeah, that has happened throughout this period.
کل 40 روز هر روزه با وسوسه بود.
Now, why do I bring this up?
چرا میگم 40 روز وسوسه شد؟
Yeah, because it doesn't only show that these three things that are mentioned here are the things that Jesus was tempted with.
این سه تا چیزی نبوده که فقط عیسی مسیح باش وسوسه شده باشه.
Yeah, there were much more things.
خیلی چیزای بیشتری.
Remember, it says in all points Jesus was tempted.
در همه شرایط وسوسه شد عیسی مسیح میگه.
Yeah, and later on we also see that after the devil stops tempting Jesus.
بعدش که وقتی میبینیم که عیسی مسیح شیطان دست میکشه که عیسی مسیح رو وسوسه کنه فقط یه مدت کوتاهی دست میکشه
yeah, he'll come back and do the same thing again.
دوباره برمیگره و وسوسه‌اش میکنه.
Yeah, so we're just giving these specific temptations.
این وسوسه‌های مخصوصی بوده که درسایی ازش یاد بگیریم.
Yeah, to help us when we are tempted.
که وقتی من و شما هم وسوسه میشیم کمکمون کنه.
So Jesus didn't drink and eat for 40 days. He's fasting.
عیسی مسیح 40 روز غذا نخورد.
He is hungry afterwards. Of course.
خب گرسنه شده بود حتما.
Obviously.
100 درصد بعد از 40 روز گرسنه است.
Yeah. He is also fully man. Not only fully God, he's only fully man. عیسی مسیح
انسان بوده و انسان گرسنه میشه.
So read verse 3 and 4 and Luke 4.
عیسی 4.
And the devil said unto him, if thou be the son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God.
و ابلیس به او گفت, اگر پسر خدا هستی, این سنگ را بگو تا نان گردد. عیسی در جواب او گفت, مکتوب است که انسان فقط به نان زیست نمی کند, بلکه به هر کلمه خدا.
Yeah, so Jesus, in his humanity, is tempted by the devil to command to convert stones into food, into bread to eat. Now, is this something that is hard to do for him, to do for God? No, God can create anything out of nothing.
We
later on, we have Jesus feeding the 5,000, for example.
مسیح بعدش میبینیم که yeah,
with five loaves and two fish.
با 5 تا تیکه نون و با 2 تا ماهی نمیتونه سنگ و نون کنه.
Yeah, that's an act of creation.
در حقیقت عیسی مسیح خلق کرد اون نون و خلق کرد اون ماهی رو وقتی داشته
بود. Yeah, having left more over afterwards than they started out with.
باقی مونده غذا بیشتر از اونی بوده که شروع
کنه. Jesus, being the son of God, would have the power to do this.
عیسی مسیح پسر خداوند قادر بوده نونو سنگو به نون تبدیل کنه.
Notice how the devil starts this question or this remark to Jesus.
شیطان ابلیس چجوری سوالش شروع میکنه. میگه
if thou be the son of God,
اگر پسر خدا هستی.
Yeah, then do this.
این سنگ رو
بگو. Now later on we see the devil do this again.
بازم میبینیم که شیطان همین کار میکنه تو آیه 9.
If thou be the son of God,
پسر خدایی.
Cast thyself down from thence.
اگر پسر خدایی این کارو
بکنه. Now what's the devil doing here?
شیطان چیکار میکنه؟
He is putting a question mark.
یه علامت سوالی میذاره جلوش.
He's putting doubt where God has not put doubt.
شکی میذاره جایی که خداوند شک نمیکنه.
And this is how the devil operates.
شیطان همیشه شک میخواد.
The devil wants to bring doubt about what God has said.
همیشه شک میخواد زندگیمون بذاره برای چیزی که خداوند بهمون گفته که ما هستیم.
Yeah, from the very beginning. Remember in the garden.
آغازش در باغ عدن اون شک رو گذاشت.
In Genesis.
در پیدایش.
Yeah, had God said.
خدا میگه.
You shall not eat of every tree of the garden.
اگر خدا گفته از هیچ درختی نخور.
Question mark.
اگر خدا گفته با سوال.
Was this a question mark?
سوال بود خدا
no.
وقتی گفت نه خدا.
Rather clearly commanded what to do or not to do.
و هیچ شکی درونش نبود.
The devil knew this.
شیطان هم میدونه.
Yeah, the devil.
ولی تلاش میکنه شک و سوال رو تو زندگی ما.
What he's doing is casting doubts.
شیطان همیشه شک میندازه تو زندگی.
So Jesus says, if thou be the Son of God.
عیسی مسیح میگه اگر شما پسر خدا هستید.
There is no if. He is the God. He's the Son of God.
خدا که هست پس اگری وجود نداره.
And there's no reason for him to having to
prove دلیلی هم نداره برای اون که بخواد ثابت کنه که خداست.
Yeah, the devil is trying to trick Jesus in committing a sin.
در حقیقت اینجا شیطان داشته وسوسه میکرده که عیسی مسیح رو گناه کنه. Yeah.
So what is the devil doing? He's trying to because Jesus is hungry, physically hungry.
از لحاظ جسمانی گرسنه شده.
To appeal to the flesh.
که به جسمش رو
کنه. His physical appetite of hunger.
اون تشنگی و گرسنگیشو
استفاده کنه. For 40 days your body will scream give me food. روز غذا
نخورین آب نخورین کل بدنتون داد میزنه غذا.
But to generalize this and make it more practical for us as well in other ways.
عملی کنیم برای همتون که جوری که
بتونید
زندگیتون
استفاده کنید. Appetite of the flesh could also be other things.
این تشنگی و آتش جسم ممکنه
داخل چیزا باشه. Like for some can it be alcohol.
برای بعضیا آتش الکل.
For cigarettes.
برای بعضیا سیگاره.
Fornication.
بعضیا زناست.
Looking with lust.
بعضیا با شهوت نگاه
Things
کردن
به دیگرانه. Things that our flesh desire to have.
چیزی که جسمش میخواد داشته باشه.
Now, what is the problem here with Jesus being tempted?
مشکل این که عیسی مسیح اینجا
وسوسه شد چی بود؟ Eating food is not an issue.
آیا غذا خوردن گناهه؟ هممون به غذا احتیاج داریم.
Especially after 40 days, you would say, okay, it's okay to eat something.
دیگه غذا خوردن دیگه گناه نیست.
Now, here is what the problem is.
اما میدونی مشکل چیه؟
It would not be right in this situation for Jesus to do miracles.
تو شرایطی نیست. درست نبوده که عیسی مسیح معجزه کنه.
Of the command of the devil.
به وسیله فرمان شیطان.
Yeah, proving that he is the son of God.
که بخواد به شیطان ثابت کنه پسر خدا.
With gratifying his own flesh.
که جسم خودش رو راضی نگه.
Now, listen to the response that Jesus
و ببینین عیسی مسیح جواب شیطان و ابلیس رو چی میده.
It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God.
که هر انسانی با نان زنده نیست بلکه با هر نون.
Now here's the first lesson we can learn from this.
اولین درسی که میتونیم از این موضوع بگیریم.
How does Jesus answer the temptation?
چجوری عیسی مسیح اون وسوسه رو جواب میده؟
With the truth.
با حقیقت.
The truth of God's word.
حقیقت کلام خداوند. He quotes scripture. از آیه‌ای که استفاده میکنه
و He points out, hey, life is not about what we eat and drink. That's not all this is about.
زندگی فقط خوردن و نوشیدن نیست. زندگی اون نیست.
There's something else.
یه چیز دیگه هست.
What is more important? The word of God.
چه چیزی مهمتره؟ کلام خداوند.
So how does this apply to our lives?
این چجوری زندگیمون باید عملی بشه وقتی وسوسه میشیم؟
Our flesh is telling us I want this, I like this.
من میخوامش.
I want to gratify this flesh in a sinful way.
از طریق گناه.
Now, first of all, we need to have the attitude to want to resist those temptations.
اول از همه میخوایم قدرت مقابله از این وسوسه رو داشته باشیم. عیسی مسیح تونست مقابله کنه.
But how can we resist them if we are tempted?
اگر ما وسوسه شیم چه جوری میتونیم مقابله کنیم؟
Quote scripture.
از آیه‌هایی که
That's an example that Jesus sets for us.
نمونه ایست که عیسی مسیح بهمون داده برای خودمون آیه رو تکرار کنیم که بتونیم دفاع کنیم از وسوسه هامون.
Yeah, how does the word of God help us when we are tempted?
Now let me give you some examples. وقتی وسوسه میشیم چند تا مثال بدم.
You struggle with stopping to smoke.
آیا سیگار کشیدن و ترکش براتون سخته؟
What do you do when you crave for cigarettes?
وقتی سیگار صداتون میکنه چیکار کنید؟
Now you can remind yourself of scriptures like 1 Corinthians 6.
اول قرنتیان فصل 6
verses 19 and 20.
آیه 19 و 20.
What know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
19:20.
Let's stay there for now. Yeah, it matters what we do in the body.
مهمه که در بدنمون
چیکار میکنیم. I know the context of this verse specifically is fornication.
میدونم که موضوع این آیه.
So if that is your struggle,
زناست. اگر این مشکلتونه.
Also read verse 18. Yeah, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committed fornication sinned against his own body. Verse 18.
18.
Yeah.
از زنا بگریزید. هر گناهی که آدم میکند بیرون از بدن است، اما زناکار بر بدن خود گناه میورزد.
Yeah, but we are to glorify God in our body. So when we repeat it to ourselves, when we want to smoke, which is not good for your body, or when your good friend comes to you and offers you a cigarette after you're trying to stop, because that seems to be the default response why somebody starts again. Oh, my friend offered me a cigarette. Tell them, no, you're not. That your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah,
give me another example. What if you struggle with looking with lust?
Yeah. What about
Matthew 5:28? But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her had committed adultery with her already in his heart.
28.
Yeah, 5:28.
اما من به شما میگویم
هر کس به زنی نظر شهوت اندازد همان دم در دل خود با او زنا کرده است.
Yeah, this reminds you that this sin by looking with lust is a serious thing. God says, don't do this.
Yeah.
This is like committing adultery in your heart.
It's wrong.
Yeah, or what Job said. I made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid?
Yeah.
Repeating these scriptures to yourself will help you not to commit those sins.
و باعث میشه که این تکرار آیات که تو در اون گناه نیفتی.
If you like violence,
اگر تو خشم رو دوست داری، دعوا رو دوست داری،
to watch violence.
دوست داری همش فیلم های وحشی نگاه کنی.
Psalm 101, verse 3. I will set no wicked things before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me.
کسانی که چیزهای پلید در درونشون جلوی من هستند به من نچسبد.
Yeah, I think last week I mentioned Psalm 11:5.
مزمور 111.
But the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hated. Yeah. The Lord tried the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hated. Yeah, God.
او ترسندگان خود را روزی می‌دهد و عهد خیش را تا به ابد یاد می‌دارد.
Yeah.
ترسند.
First five, eh?
آیه 5. 111 آیه.
11:5.
Yep.
Okay.
111:5.
Psalm 11:5.
Oh, مزمور 11:5.
Psalm 11:5. And afterwards you go to Proverbs 21. And these are just a couple examples to show you how knowing the scriptures will help you. Now you struggle with alcohol. Proverbs 21. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Proverbs 21.
Which verse?
Proverbs 20, verse 1.
Amsal 21, ayah 1. Can you say it clearly?
Amsal
21. Yeah, so you're not wise. You're foolish if you get deceived by alcohol.
اگر با الکل وسوسه میشی، پس در حقیقت گول خوردی.
Yeah. Oh, you call me a fool. Now God calls you a fool. The scripture does. If you're into that.
در حقیقت اگر در الکل هستی، در حقیقت
the whole reason to bringing up scriptures.
آیاها رو میاریم و حفظ میکنیم.
Is to prevent you behave like that fool.
که باعث بشیم که مثل اون احمق قدم
برداریم. The whole point
هدف اصلی
of bringing scriptures to in remembrance
is
so you don't become an adulterer or a glutton or a fornicator or a drug addict, you name it. Yeah, God's word will help you to put these things in the right place. Now to see things for what they really are. Go to Romans. Romans 7:13. Was then that which is good made dead unto me? God forbid, but sin, that it might appear sin, worketh dead in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful.
Pas aya nikuri baraye man marg migard, marg gardid, be hich roy, balke gunah, ta gunah budanash zahir shavad و آنچه نیک است برای من باعث مرگ شد تا آنکه گناه به سبب حکم بی اندازه پلید شود.
And the truth of God's word makes sin look exceeding sinful.
باعث میشه که گناه رو گناه بدتر از گناهشو ببینیم.
It tells you the truth in regards to your sin.
حقیقت گناهمون رو نشون میده بهمون.
But if I was tempted by the devil, is the devil not the one whose fault?
اگر ابلیس یا شیطان منو وسوسه
کنه، or at least it's not completely my fault.
مقصر اون نیست، من که نیستم.
Because after all, he tempted.
اون وسوسه کرده.
No, that's wrong.
نه.
When you sin, you are the fool. You're the adulterer.
تو زنا کردی.
You're the thief.
تو احمق شدی. تو دزد شدی.
You're the lawbreaker.
تو کسی هستی که قانون رو شکسته.
James 1.
یعقوب
1. Verses 13 to 15.
آیه 13 تا 15.
Let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust had conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death.
هیچ کس چون در وسوسه افتد نگوید خدا مرا وسوسه میکند، زیرا خدا هرگز از بدیها وسوسه نمیشود و او هیچ کس را وسوسه نمیکند. اما هر کس در وسوسه میافتد وقتی که شهوت به او را میکشد و فریفته میسازد، از شهوت آبستن شده گناه را میزاید و گناه به پایان رسیده مرگ به بار میآورد.
So how do we end up sinning? Because of our own wrongful lusts. Because you are the one who decides not to resist the temptation and commit a sin. So you are guilty. If somebody comes to me and convinces me that it's easier for me to rob a bank, no, you just live above it and you have this special shaft nobody knows about and it leads directly to the vault. You can get in there and you can just get whatever you want. After all, these banks are evil and wicked anyway. Now, when I do this, who's committing the sin? Is it the one who advises me and tells me, hey, you can do this? Or is it me when I actually commit that sin? It's me. I cannot say in front of the judge like, oh, it is this guy who told me about this and advised me to do this that's guilty. No. That's a wicked act to begin with, but I'm the one falling in temptation then. And I'm guilty of sinning.
و من مقصر گناهم.
Yeah, I would like my greed to get the better of me and steal from the bank then.
و اجازه میدم که
what should have been my response?
شهوت بیشتر خواستنم منو وادار کنه که به بانکو بدوستم.
I directly should be reminded of scriptures like thou shalt not steal.
باید یاد آیه بیفتم
and say I will not do this.
من هم نمیدوستم.
I will not be a thief.
من دزد نخواهم بود.
Yeah. Then I was tempted, yet I did not sin.
وسوسه شدم اما گناه نکردم.
Jesus was tempted.
عیسی مسیح وسوسه شد.
Yet he did not commit sin.
اما گناه نکرد و زنا نکرد.
He made a decision not to do that.
که اون کارو انجام نده.
Yeah. And scripture can guide you not to commit sin.
آیه کمکمون میکنه که ما گناه نکنیم.
Motivate you not to commit sin.
میتونه بیدارمون کنه که گناه نکنیم.
Yeah. Scripture, God's word helps you.
کلام خداوند کمکمون میکنه که اگه وسوسه نشی، وسوسه
شی. If you struggle in an area,
اگر توی مشکلی داری، here's a good exercise for you. یه ورزش خوب، یه تمرین خوب.
Try to find all the verses you can find in the Bible.
هر چی آیه میتونی پیدا کنی، پیدا
کن. That specifically address the area that you are struggling in.
مخصوصاً در مورد اون ضعفتون. هر آیه که در مورد ضعفتون.
And start reading them over and over again.
اون آیه ها رو هی بخونید. Memorize them. بخونید. حفظش کنید برای اون قسمت هایی که ضعف شماست.
Yeah, that will start inoculating you
for when you are tempted. اسلحه رو به دستتون میده که وقتی وسوسه شدین از اون آیه
Psalm 119.
مزمور 119.
Verse 11.
آیه 11.
Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee.
کلام تو را در دل خود ذخیره کردم تا به تو گناه نورزم.
You fill your heart with God's word.
قلب خودتون رو کلام خداوند پر کردید.
That will result in you not sinning against God.
و اون باعث میشه که شما ضد خدا گناه
نکنید. Yeah, you will have the right ammunition when you're in a situation that you're tempted.
اون موقع اسلحه لازم رو دارید و نیروش رو داریم که وقتی وسوسه میشیم به جنگیم.
And it's not if temptation comes, it's when temptation comes.
اگر وسوسه بیاد، نه، وقتی وسوسه بیاد.
We live in a world and we have to deal with this.
دنیایی زندگی میکنیم که باید باهاش کنار بیایم، باید اتفاق بیفته.
Then you have this group and they will say, oh, I was set free and I became a Christian.
یه گروهی داریم که میگه وقتی مسیحی شدم، ایمان آزاد شدم، یک بار برای همیشه.
I'll never smoke again. I'll never do this thing again.
وقت الکل نمیخورم، دیگه سیگار نمیکشم، دیگه
absolute nonsense.
احمقانه است.
You are just as capable to do the same things before you were saved.
قادرین گناه کنین که قبل از ایمانتون گناه می‌کردید.
As you will be now today.
امروز هم همونقدر قادرین گناه.
And if you have been into sins in the past.
اگه در گذشته ضعف داشتید.
You need to be extra careful in those areas.
بیشتر مراقب باشید در اون ضعف‌ها.
In your flesh.
چون در جسمتون.
You have an inclination to go into those sins.
میریم به سمت اون گناهان. میکشونتتون به اون سمت ضعف‌هاتون.
Yeah, and when you're not walking in the spirit.
اگه در روح قدم بر ندارید.
Yeah, when you're not filling your heart with the word of God.
اگه قلبتون رو با کلام خداوند پر نکنید.
It's easy to fall back into those things.
خیلی راحته که بیفتیم در اون گناهان، در اون وسوسه ها.